I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I think we had an understanding that we need to practice if we're going to be able to get back to the table. And so I think there was good faith on both parts, from, you know, him and his agent to our side. And, you know, once we got him back on the practice field, we really worked hard yesterday, Kevin Meagank and you know, on our side, and Zach Hiller, James's agent, on his side. And I think it was roughly 11 o'clock or so last night where we were able to say both sides are good with this and we'll get it signed in the morning.
GM Brandon Bean. I remember earlier this week, Bulldog had said he was on alert about a potential Cook signing, or is that the phrase he used? He used something. And I kind of felt the same way. I guess I told you that this process, I am not shocked. I believed Bean when they said they wanted to get this thing done. And here they are. It is done. 803-0550. Jeremy and Joe on a Monday.
No, and now the Connor McGovern hold-in begins.
That's right. No Joe Brady today before practice. That was initially slated, but because of this, Joe Brady's been pushed, so no Joe Brady. Can I get you this Travis Kelce story very quick and then get back to calls on James Cook?
Mm-hmm.
So Kelce, the Taylor Swift podcast drops tonight, midnight,
yes,
or something?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, okay.
I saw 9 o'clock.
They got Taylor Swift on the podcast. Kelce at NFL.com, Grant Gordon writes this, that Kelce, in a GQ cover story, I saw that he's on the cover of GQ, he's referred to as America's sweetheart, Travis Kelce. He said about his production, quote, "I think it might have slipped a little bit because I did have a little bit more focus in trying to set myself up. And opportunities came up where I was excited to venture into a new world of acting and being an entertainer. I don't say this as I shouldn't have done it. I'm just saying my work ethic is such that I have so much pride in how I do things. I never want the product to tail off, and I feel these past 2 years haven't been to my standard." Travis Kelce flat out saying, I haven't been good the last 2 years because I wanted to be an actor.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah, what?
I can't believe he said it.
Admitting that is kind of nuts. Right?
As if the target wasn't on him to begin with, whether it was right or wrong. Now he's basically like, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I wasn't focused.
I had too many other opportunities, and I wasn't focused at my own standard for 2 years. Okay.
Doesn't that make it all the more frustrating that they've made back-to-back Super Bowls?
Yes.
These guys don't even care.
They don't even care.
They don't even care. They're acting.
All right, 803-0550. To Montana.
He was in a movie, by the way.
What was the movie?
Happy Gilmore 2.
Everybody was in that movie.
Do you want the spoiler on what happens to him?
You were in that movie.
Do you want the spoiler on what happens to him?
Sure.
He gets eaten by a bear.
Oh, I think I remember you telling me that.
Yeah.
Bill in Montana. Hey, Bill. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Quick shout out to my 88-year-old dad, Jim, who's listening live in Grand Island. Literally just passed a buffalo on the side of the road out here, so I think that's a sign we're going to the Super Bowl.
Love it.
That's good news.
Love it.
Wow.
Ask him what he thinks about James Cook.
He loves it. He loves it. Hey, a couple quick questions regarding Cook. again, I think the question I have for you guys is how does this impact Frank Gore Jr.? You know, a lot of people have been impressed with him in the preseason and last year. You know, do they put him on the practice squad again? Love your comments there. And then second question, and then I'll drop, is Palmer, you know, wide receiver. You don't hear a lot about him in the preseason. You know, he's kind of quiet in camp. What's going on there, and what are your take on where he fits with this offense? Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Bill. On Frank Gore Jr., he got a little bit of love on Hard Knocks last night.
He did.
I think it keeps him where he probably should be, which is on the practice squad.
He's a nice story. He is probably going to have some good stuff in the preseason. He does some things well. Here's why I just, anytime I hear Frank Gore Jr., I just never take it seriously.
Is it RAS
score? As an idea. Yeah, I can't ever get that graphic out of my head. Do you know what his RAS score is?
It's like a 1?
0.6.
Yeah.
The Bills love their guys in the 9s.
Yeah, it doesn't even make
sense. And his is 0.6. He's red in everything. He's red in size. He's red in strength. He's red in speed. Ran a 4.69. Just again, like I'm not mean to rain on the guy's parade. He's in the NFL, on the practice squad, and is probably a good special teamer for them. And he performs in the preseason. I just don't ever think he's going to become any sort of impact player. And so I don't think it affects him much. I think he stays right where he was, which is he'll probably be on the Bills practice squad.
Yeah, and on Palmer. It's gone okay. We've seen a little bit of those two working together.
Yep.
And he had a groin issue for a bit, but I think it's going fine. There's nobody at camp from a receiver standpoint that's, you know, blowing anybody away. Shavers is having a nice camp.
I kind of wish Coleman had been doing that, but...
Yeah, I don't think he is. Coleman is...
Was it Tasker or Chris Brown described as camp as a little inconsistent to us?
Yep. So, Coleman is highlight reel and then an inconsistency drop. Like, oh, geez, you know? So I don't think anybody at receiver is wowing anybody, but yeah.
But we'll see when the season. Shavers.
Is he having a good camp?
Is he having the best camp of the receivers?
Johnny in Buffalo. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You know, at first I didn't think we'd sign, you know, extend Cook this early. I thought Bean would hold on a little longer. But at the end of the day, it's a guy to take pressure off of Josh Allen. He's got like 400 less touches than even Kyren Williams does through college and the pros. He's explosive. He's a weapon on the offense. You know, we want to win now. And we had one of the best offenses in the league last year with a receiving core that I think was worse last year. So, you know, you're getting that consistency back. You're signing a guy who adds that extra layer of explosiveness to the offense, takes pressure off of Josh. And, you know, I think everybody around the team loves Jimbo, and that's what you hear all the time. Jimbo, Jimbo, Jimbo. Yeah, he's not the most exciting guy to talk to in interviews and everything like that, but he seems to be a great teammate. And I just think, you know, he's definitely a vibes guy, and they like him. And now you've locked up your offense. You're going into the season, and there's really not much you can complain about. You want to complain about guaranteed money. You want to complain about whatever else, but we signed a guy who was awesome and probably one of our best players when we played the Chiefs in the playoffs last year. Had some touchdown run where he extended across the goal line, and just if we're going to win a Super Bowl, we need a guy like him. You can't go into the season with Ty Johnson and Ray Davis and expect to, you know, compete when your receiving core, although better, is probably still bottom 10 in the league when you look at all your receivers. So, look, we got 17 back there. I think just keeping Cook around and having him here for years to come is going to keep that consistency and hopefully keep us at the top of the AFC.
Yeah, I'm into it. Thanks, Johnny. Again, part of it is I have accepted what the Bills, how they want to build. Is it my favorite? Everybody's got their opinions, you know. You come to the draft pick, you like this defensive back, you like this linebacker, you like this defensive end. Mm-hmm. And everybody's got their own idea of how the Bills should build. Should they trade for DK Metcalf? Should they go receiver in the first round? Should they, you know, ball out all defensive ends? But the point is, once you see what they are doing, all right, do I want them to sign James Cook? Well, they want to be a running team that really relies on its running backs.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates,
from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
And they're going to lean on Cook more than the 2021 Bills ever leaned on Singletary. Mm-hmm. So, of course, the idea, would they have paid a back then? Maybe not. Maybe Brian Daboll would say, never pay a back. Absolutely not. I don't need you to do that. Joe right. Brady might say, well, I mean, you've got this perfect offensive line. It pays to have the back that can hit the home runs. I'm Joe Brady. I'm calling plays out there. Who's the number one guy that makes my life easier that's not Josh Allen? It's James Cook. Because if we block up a play right, boom, 40 yards. Boom, 20 yards. Like he's a big play back. I like to keep pointing out he's top 10 back-to-back seasons in yards over expected. That matters to me. Ray Davis does not rate there. Ty Johnson does not rate there. Kyren Williams last year was a hilarious 0 yards over expected.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you paying for? You're paying for a guy that ekes out the extra stuff. And for me, I need the Bills to have great players that get the extra stuff. That can be a pass rusher. That can be a corner, a safety. That can be, of course, your quarterback who does it every single game. I'd love it to be a top-end receiver, but they don't really have a road to get to one of those unless they start drafting them. So I want to keep the best players, keep really good players. And to me, that's what Cook ends up being. So it might not be my, you know, first ideal build in every single way, Joe, but like where they are, I think it makes sense and I'm good with it. So there you go.
I don't think they had to do it. I just don't think they had to. They didn't have to do it. They could have used that money on other things in a year.
Can you give us the fantasy fallout? Is James Cook still a fade now?
That's the thing.
People had been saying touchdown regression,
yeah.
Hold out, who knows what. Now he's on the Bills as the top back for 5 years.
So in Dynasty, I think you feel a lot more comfortable with him. Like, in a year, it's, who knows, Wild West. Maybe he doesn't go to a great offense. Maybe he goes to a team with a bad line. It could have been a negative. So for long term, I think it's great. I actually don't think it really, like, the fantasy community is smart enough to know, like, that he was almost certainly going to play games this year. So I think where we're picking him is probably not going to change all that much. But sure, your risk is definitely lower now. Than it would have been. Could he have held out of games or whatnot? So is he still a fade? I still think he's a... It's tough, though. He's not really a fade for where he's being picked. If he was being drafted with the expectation of he's going to score 15 touchdowns again, then I would say absolutely. You don't pick him in the second round because everyone is valuing him that way. But if you're not into this like super deep and you don't know what your league's going to do, maybe you do one draft a year, two drafts a year, and you're expecting to show up to the draft and somebody to go, oh yeah, I should really, like second round, early second round, like James Cook, 16 touchdowns, I would hold out and wait for better value. Because I think you're probably going to be landing on 7-8 touchdowns. And again, said this yesterday, he was the 8th best running back last year with 16 touchdowns. That's your ceiling,
yep.
And he's probably not hitting that all the way this year. You're probably going to find him being like the 15th, 16th running back. So, slight fade.
Still a slight fade, but not in Dynasty. Dynasty, you feel great.
Dynasty, you feel great, and you don't have to have him on like your do not touch list or anything. Like I think you're perfectly fine drafting him in like the late second, early third round. Maybe a little after that. Third round.
803-0550.
And don't take a flyer. Well, you could still take a flyer in Ray Davis, I guess, but Not with the expectation that he's going to be starting games this year.
I had somebody in Dynasty offer me Ray Davis yesterday.
Yeah?
And I thought, no thanks. I have Cook in that league. Like, no thanks.
Yeah, I'm be just wouldn't fine. Be, I wouldn't be going in on that.
I have instant trivia. Very quickly, top five answers on the board. Please be prepared. This is actually from the Bills' own release. AFC scrimmage yards. AFC scrimmage yards since 2023. So last two seasons, scrimmage yards in the AFC.
Okay.
Give me the top five.
Scrimmage yards in the AFC. James Cook must be on this
he
list.
He is fourth. So who are the other four in the top five of AFC scrimmage yards in the last two seasons? He is fourth. It says tied for fourth, and then no one's listed as tied with him, but...
Okay.
Okay.
I know he's a receiver, but what about Ja'Marr Chase?
Correct. Number two in scrimmage yards in the last 2 years.
Okay. What about, like, Derrick Henry?
Number one, 3,495.
Okay.
Henry, Chase.
There's not really another running back, is there?
There is one more running back.
There's one more running back?
His name has been mentioned today on this show.
It's not Joe Mixon?
It is not Joe Mixon.
I don't think we've said Joe Mixon's name. Whose name have we said? We've said the name of... It's not Myles Garrett.
He's not a running back.
No. We just said, I was thinking, guys, we said names of...
Yep.
Tyreek Hill?
That is correct, but that's,
but not, that's not the guy we named.
He's fifth. He is fifth. This running back has more scrimmage yards in the AFC than James Cook in the last 2 years.
Oh. Jonathan Taylor?
No.
It's not Breece Hall, right?
It is Breece Hall.
It is?
It is Breece Hall.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't he miss a whole year?
Maybe the year before that.
Huh. Is there one more?
Nope, that's it. That's
it.
Five.
That's a list.
It says tied for fourth in the Bills release, but there's nobody listed that's tied. Unless it... I missed it.
I'm not sure.
No, I don't think so. All right. We're going to break in. 803-0550.
Will he be top five the next 4 years?
Let's hope so. He could be 38th if they get a Super Bowl. We're not going to care.
That is true.
All right. 803-0550 on WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.